Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah returns to the discussion of Erev Tchumen, and it talks about somebody, Mishohir Bamizroch, somebody who is in the east side of his town, and Shabbos is pretty much about to come in, and previously, earlier on, he had told his son, Orevi Bamarov, make an Erev for me in the west side of the city, on the other side of the city. Or Bamarov, if he was in the west side of the city, and told his son previously, Orevi Bamizroch, make an Erev Tchumen for me in the east side of the city. So, if from where he is right now as Shabbos is coming in, if the distance between there and his house was 2,000 amos, and the distance to from there to his Erev was more than 2,000 amos, so certainly his intention right now is that his Mokma Shaviso should be where he is, or it should be the city, his house, but it should not be the Erev which his son placed, because if it was, then he wouldn't be able to travel more than 4 amos, because he's already outside of his Tchum. So therefore we view the Erev which the son put down as invalid, because the father's intention right now is that his Mokma Shaviso should be his house and not the Erev which his son put down. And therefore Mutar Levesav Asa Le'eruvai, he is permitted to travel to his house, but forbidden to travel to his Erev, because that is outside of his Tchum. Now what happens if Le'eruvai Alpaim Amo, if the distance between where he is right now and his Erev is 2,000 Amos or less, but from where he is right now until his house is more than 2,000 amos. So once again, also Vesa this time, it is forbidden for him to travel to his house, but it is permitted to travel to his Erev, because his Erev is the Mokam Ashavisa, since that is within 2,000 amos. Now the truth is, if in this last case, if he would travel to his Erev, and then his house is within 2,000 amos of his Erev, so then he can travel to his house. It's just that he can't go directly from where he is right now to his house, because that would be more than 2,000 amos. But it doesn't mean that he's totally forbidden to his house, because as long as he goes there within the boundary of the Erev's Tchum, it would be permitted. Alright, next part of the Mishnah. Hanosin said Ruva be'Ibur Shal'ir. One who places his Erev in the Ibur Ha'ir, which is the part of the city where there are a few buildings which still extend the city. And as we learnt earlier on in this perek, that is considered an extension of the city. The Tchum only begins after that part. So it's like placing the Erev inside the city, which is totally pointless because anyway your default Mokam HaShavisa is your city. So Le'osav Le'klum, he hasn't done anything. Nesonech Chutzat Tchum, if he places it outside of the Tchum, and be very careful, it does not mean the Tchum. It means if he places it outside of the Ibur Ha'ir. Because if he places it outside of his Tchum, then certainly he can't use his Erev because it's further than 2,000 amos from his city. And he's starting at the beginning of Shabbos, he's in his city. So he won't even be able to reach his Erev. So when the Mishnah says Nesonech Chutzat Tchum, it means he places it outside of the Ibur Ha'ir, but within the 2,000 amos Tchum. Says the Mishnah, Fula Amma Achas, even if he places it just one Amma outside of the Ibur Ha'ir, that is a regular case of an Erev Tchumen. And so Masha Niskar Hu Mafsid, whatever he gains on this side of the city from the Erev, he loses on the other side of the city. So if, for example, he puts an Erev 1,000 Amos away on the east side of the city, so that means that instead of being able to travel 2,000 Amos in every direction of the city, he can now only travel 1,000 Amos on the west side, and 3,000 Amos on the east side where his Erev was. So he gained 1,000 Amos on the east side, but lost it on the west side. And as we've explained a number of times, that's because the entire Erev Tchumen changes his Mokma Shavisa. His Mokma Shavisa is now defined as the place where his Erev is, and that's the center from which he has 2,000 Amos in every direction. The truth is, it could be that he does lose out a bit on the other side, because when the Mokma Shavisa is the city itself, so then we consider the entire city as not part of the Tchum, and he can travel 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. However, as soon as he takes his Mokma Shavisa outside of the city, so now the city is part of the Tchum. So it could very well be that if the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, then that's where his Tchum ends. Now there's a discussion as to whether if the city is very small such that it finishes before his Tchum finishes. So his Tchum ends on the other side of the city. So in that case, it's possible that the city might be considered just like 4 amos. We're going to see a very similar case in the next Mishnah, and according to many, the same would apply over here, although other Rishonim do argue, but according to the simple understanding, the laws which we'll learn in the next Mishnah would apply equally over here.